Blog Talk Radio.
How about clapping your hands with me tonight? Come on. Come on. When you're out of
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Donnie Benton. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome and thank you for joining me on this evening. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Monday, April the 22nd. 2022 represents the number or the is represented by disorganization or disintegration, or it represents expecting separation or division, which is kind of ties into what we'll be talking about on tonight. We're going to be talking about behold, and we're going to break down what that word really means and how we have can find ourselves distracted and how did we get there. But again, thank you for joining me. I hope everyone had a great weekend as we celebrated the birth of Christ on this on Resurrection Sunday. I just kind of wanted to share a little bit about what that means in terms of just living a life that's pleasing or having a relationship with Christ. And I also wanted to talk about it from the perspective of those who may not necessarily know Christ, but just being in a place where we have found ourselves distracted because of life circumstances. So again, text someone, tweet someone, call someone, and let them know we are on the air. Again, you're listening to Victory Against All Odds, a radio talk show for the family where we talk about those struggles and those obstacles that families face both in the natural and spiritually. And we talk about it from various angles and various situations and circumstances. So if you are in need, please don't hesitate to email me at odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Please, if you are in need, if you find yourself in a situation that is not safe, please don't hesitate to call or to email me, and we will get you assistance. My number is 919-366-8672. Again, that's 919-366-8672. So let's talk. So again, we talked about yesterday being Resurrection Day. The world refers to it as Easter. I don't do Easter because Easter represents the God of fertility and sex, and certainly God's resurrection had nothing to do with either of those, and we won't acknowledge it in that manner. And of course, the world recognizes today as being quote unquote Easter Monday. So a lot of times we were out of school back in the day, years ago, and I'm pretty sure there are some states, some cities, some school systems that still acknowledge quote-unquote Easter Monday. But I wanted to come to you in reference to how did we get so distracted. And so my scripture base for this evening actually is coming from John 19, verses 25 through 27. And it simply talks about Jesus being on the cross. And it says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, which was John, by the way, just in case you didn't know, behold your mother. And from there, from that hour, that disciple, John, took her to his own house. And so when I looked at this scripture, as many years as I have been reading it, the word behold stood out to me. Because really, Christ is talking to Mary and John, and he's telling them to behold. So the Greek definition of that is idios, or it literally means be sure to see. In other words, he's saying, don't miss this. He's saying, look, pay attention to this. And so oftentimes, living life, we get distracted about the things that are before us. Certainly, with Christ hanging on the cross, that was what the attention was focused on. But what I found is that Christ, who was hung on the cross, beaten, bruised, and broken, found it worthy not to think about himself at that very moment, but think about someone else. And sometimes we get so caught up in our own situation, our own brokenness, our own, you know, life situation, whether that be someone talked about it, a broken relationship or a life circumstances. Maybe it's our spouse, maybe it's our children, maybe it's in the church, maybe it's in the family, whether that be someone lied on you, someone mistreated you, maybe you were hurt, maybe you were abandoned, rejected, lied on, cheated, even in the place of being abused, we find solace and comfort in knowing that even Christ, who suffered greater than anything that we could even imagine, took the time to say, behold. Now, let's talk about the word behold. Again, we talked about it means to be sure to see. Again, in verse 26 and 27, when Jesus was saying to his mother, woman, behold your son, then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. Christ's utterance of this was of one who wished that something should not be neglected by another. So he's really saying, listen, look, I want you to behold. And what I found interesting is that we have Christ in agony. He's stretched out on the cross. He has his mockers there. His followers are there. They're witnessing this event. Yet Christ wanted us to see more. And the question that I ask is, what else is there to see? Certainly, Christ is bleeding, he's been pierced in the side, he's got nails in his hands, he's got a thorn in his head. What else is there to see than a Christ who is in transition, who's unrecognizable by his mother, the one who birthed him? What else is there to see? So I found it very interesting that Christ, being on the cross, took the time to ask us to see more. And so my challenge to you on today is, why are we so distracted? Why is it that when life happens, we sometimes find ourselves so consumed in that thing, whatever that is, that we forget that there's more to see? Have you ever met someone who always dwells on the negative or always finds the negative thing? Or have you ever met someone who unfortunately went through a terrible divorce? And though that's a very hurtful thing because it's, quote unquote, it's a broken relationship. And you will grieve in your own manner. You will, quote unquote, suffer loss in your own manner. And that goes for everyone. But after 10 years, if we're still focused on that event, something is wrong, because you are no longer seeing more. And I wanted to just bring your attention to what Christ was saying in this particular situation. He was trying to get Mary and John to see a new relationship. He was trying to get them to see the light of the cross. He was trying to get them to see a new family. I was getting them to take the scales off of blindness and enter into the family of Christ. So how many of us have been missing out because we've been blinded to the thing that's in front of us instead of seeing more? So in this particular case, we find that we needed to see beyond, behold the man on the cross, so that they could then behold the King, according to John 19:5. Once we had beheld him, Jesus that is, we don't need anyone else to explain to us who Christ is. And the reason for that is because we have beheld him to ourselves and know indeed that this is the Christ, the Savior of the world. I was reading on Facebook, someone mentioned that he is no longer our Lord, or no longer our Savior, but he's our Lord. I beg to differ that he is our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Because we also now will crown him with the, we will also be kings. He'll be king in our life. Amen. So today we ought to behold the Lamb of God. And when we behold the Lamb of God, in other words, when we look to the hills, which comes our help, we know that no matter whether we were abused, whether we were we're suffering with addiction, and whether we are struggling with suicide, and whether our spouses walked out on us, whether our children didn't exactly go in the path or the direction that we prayed about and that we poured into them, or perhaps that other situation that may have caused you to look and be distracted. My plea today is to get back on course. Behold what Christ wanted us to see. To behold means to see, to view. It means to face. So sometimes we have to face our struggle, face our situation, because, for example, if we were abused, it causes us to be shamed. Shame causes us to be silent. Silence causes us to be and causes us to be bound and causes us to be in chains. And what I am saying to you today, that it is time to look up, look and behold what Christ wants us to see. Sometimes we go through situations because there's a greater view. Sometimes we go through these situations because it is ministry. Sometimes our mess and our test and our trials become our testimony, not for us, but for someone else. Someone else who going through the same thing, because we all have an assignment here on the earth. We all know that we have to be joint heirs with Christ. We all know that this was all about relationship, looking with a new pair of eyes, looking with a different lens, seeing it in a different perspective, and understanding that what which we went through was necessary in order for us to be strong, so that we won't be bent out of shape and we won't be locked into that situation. We won't become prisoners for the rest of our lives, so that we won't be held captive any longer to that thing, that it doesn't have power over us, but that there is a greater power in Jesus Christ. Do you hear me? Do you feel me right about now? And so I just wanted to remind you that there is a greater power that we are to behold that which Christ was asking us to look at. To behold is to look out and not look in. Praise God. And what I liked about the particular text that I read in John 19 is Christ, who's hanging on the cross, who's beaten and bruised, he was not looking into himself. But he took the time to look out at those that were around him. He took time to look out at his mother. He took time to look out at John and to tell them to behold each other, to establish, praise God, a new relationship with each other, because there was a transition that was about to take place. There was a not a next level, but a level next that was about to take place. Amen. Because he was about to ascend into the heaven and reestablish a relationship and join his Father and do a completed work, that which he was assigned to do in the earth realm. And now that this work was completed, his work was finished. How many of us will allow the situation that caused us to be distracted, caused us to miss out on the assignment and to fail and not be completed, not to complete the work that we were assigned to do while we're here yet in the earth realm? So not to take lightly that we've been abused or mistreated or mishandled, not to take that lightly, but to learn from it, to look for to it from another lens, and to behold, to consider, to observe fully, to see, not only mentally, but prophetically, to look within and pay attention to the lesson and the gift and what it is that we were supposed to see. What are we supposed to take away, praise God, from the situation, so that we are strengthened, so that we can pull each other up? Because in the Word of God, he tells us, you know, to love Christ as we ought to, and to establish a relationship with one another. I'm very just disheartened at what I get to see and what I observe when it comes to taking care of one another. When you see your sister or your brother or a friend or a coworker or a family member overtaken by a struggle or an adversity, we tend to ignore or walk away, when really our assignment is to help point them in the right direction, point them in the direction call up, point them to a resource, point them to Jesus for those who are in Christ, for those who aren't there yet. Point them into a direction so that they are made whole in their brokenness. And so Revelation 3 and 20 says, behold. In other words, it's saying, look, pay attention to. I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Amen. And so God is saying, I am always here. You were never alone. I was with you. I am knocking at the door. I just need you to answer. And when you hear my voice, open the door and I'll come in. I'll come into you. Amen. And I will sup with you and I will be with you. So no matter whether you were, if you're suffering a suicide, because you've just given up hope and you're all alone and you feel like no one cares and you feel like the situation is hopeless, I am offering you today an alternative called Christ. Or I am even offering you, in addition to that, I'm offering you a resource. Pick up the phone, call someone, a friend, a family member, call me. Call someone that can help you navigate through the situation so that it doesn't seem so overwhelming, and know that there is hope. There is help. There is a more excellent way. And so, again, we've just been paying attention to the wrong thing. So why have we become blind? Why is it that we don't see like we ought to? So it is very true that God is with us now. He is with us. His Spirit dwells in us, according to 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. Jesus promised never to leave us, even until the end of the ages, Matthew 28 and 20. But in 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7, Paul says, while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. Here we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, don't be distracted about the things that you're seeing in your natural, but see them in the spirit realm. Remember, Christ wanted us to see more than the thing that's right in front of our natural eye. See beyond that. See more. Amen. So there is much more that we can do. And God does not want us to be blinded by the things that cause us to be distracted. So when God makes all things new, he will make us spiritually and morally as pure as flawless crystal. He will give us a body like the body of his glory. Amen. He will renovate all creation to take all fruit of this and evil and pain out of it, so that we don't feel like we're weighed down, we're heavy, that we are alone, that we're by ourselves. And so forever and ever, we will live with pure hearts and glorious body on a new earth in the presence and the glory of our Heavenly Father. And for those that may not understand that, who may not necessarily believe like we believe, but you are going through a situation, I offer you assistance to reach out and grab a resource. Call someone and let them know that you need to talk. Now it's time to behold. It's time for you to see what you don't see. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Prophetess Benson. Have a blessed evening and be blessed.